Bertemu kembali dalam Buletin Awani, bagaimana kita menangani COVID-19 sebelum kesihatan lebih ramai orang terjejas dan lebih banyak nyawa melayang? Ini soalan yang ditanya oleh hampir semua negara di dunia sekarang. Tetapi jawapannya mungkin dimiliki oleh beberapa negara sahaja. Dan mungkin salah satu negara yang mempunyai jawapan kepada soalan itu adalah Korea Selatan. Korea Selatan antara yang negara yang paling teruk terjejas dengan COVID-19 sebelum ini, kini menjadi satu kisah kejayaan bagaimana untuk menangani wabak itu dan mengawal penularannya daripada menjadi lebih buruk. Dan kita mahu ketahui bagaimana Korea Selatan melakukannya. Apa rahsia Korea Selatan dan bagaimana kita juga boleh melakukan yang sama. Saya mahu terus lintas langsung dari menerusi Skype sekarang. Langsung dari Seoul adalah wartawan Korea Times, Damin Jung. Damin, thanks so much for joining us.
Hello.
Hi. Damin, South Korea was once the worst hit country outside of China, but it's now a shining example of how countries should deal with COVID-19. What can other countries learn from you?
Okay, so I'll first have to say that it could be too early for the South Korean government to celebrate its success in containing the COVID-19. But as a South Korean citizen, I feel that the government did well with handling the pandemic, in that it conducted the virus test on a vast range of people, those suspected patients at a right timing, in the quite early stage of the virus spread development in the country. I also credit the government for transparency in providing information on the virus spread and containment situation.
Right. So that much we know. South Korea has excelled in testing, and even the WHO has said test, test, test is the mantra for effectively beating COVID-19. So you've even developed test kits there in South Korea that can detect the virus in a short amount of time. And I was made to understand that 12,000 to 20,000 tests can be done in a single day. There's even drive-through testing in South Korea. The South Korean Foreign Ministry has said that up to 121 countries are now asking for testing help from South Korea. So what does it take to get this technology to other countries fast, especially in Asia, where not so far? What's the block?
Oh, so from my point of view, the South Korean government don't find any particular difficulties for carrying out such delivery to Asian countries. And the government ordered relevant ministries to form a task force team so that the TF team members are now reviewing the supply and demand situation of the medical products in South Korea, including the test kits, and preparing to respond to such calls from other countries.
Are those test kits in South Korea, are those locally produced?
Yeah, they are locally produced.
A lot of the countries, they have the capacity, they have the factories, they have the workers, but they do not have a few things. They don't have the technology and all those other things. So lessons to be learned from South Korea. What is the lesson to be learned in terms of how do countries start producing test kits on their own? Because we have the physical capabilities. We have the workers, we have doctors, we have health experts, we have raw materials sometimes. But it just can't seem to click. Countries cannot produce test kits fast enough, even modern countries like the USA. So what's the lesson to be learned here? How do we produce test kits fast and on our own?
I'm not an expert in medical area, but I think South Korea is well prepared for this kind of situation because we have quite good like systems for treating people here with the government-funded health programs. That is
a lot of people are also touting, you know, the attitude of South Koreans. Yes, you've got the technology, you've got fast testing, but you've also been very disciplined in you know, social distancing and all those things. What's your observation from there in Seoul, from January and February especially? Do people realize that this thing was about to get worse, and were they already taking safety precautions on their own to prevent the outbreak?
Yeah, so the scenery from the past few months have been quite like special for me because I see less people around the streets or restaurants or inside like ministry buildings. So for now, I think the social distancing or the physical distancing is taking effect with efforts by people.
What kind of an effect has the outbreak had on the South Korean people?
Oh, pardon me?
What kind of effect has the outbreak had on South Korean people? Because in a lot of countries like Malaysia, I understand that South Korea has not imposed any lockdowns. We have a movement control order here, and the economy and daily lives have very much been affected for the past few weeks, if not months. Do you feel the disruption on the streets in Seoul, or is it pretty much life as usual by now?
Oh, it's not usual yet, because South Korea is now on 2-week period of strong measures for the physical distancing ordered by the government. So now even the health training facilities like gyms, they are closing down. And if you just go into a public building, you will see people checking your people before they allow people to come in. And if people don't wear masks, they can get in some particular buildings.
Right. So for South Korea and your success story, I'm sure the bulk of it, the big factor is your testing capabilities, which were done, in time and mass. So, but there are more than a few factors contributing to the success that South Korea has had in battling COVID-19. So test kits, for example, we've had countries, including Malaysia. It's not like we don't want to test as many people as we can in a day, but the capabilities are just not there yet. So for now, what can we do? Apart from testing, what else can other countries do to better stem the spread and take lessons from South Korea?
Okay, so for those countries who have just started being able to control the pandemic, including Malaysia, it is important to ensure people have enough information about the overall situation of the virus outbreak and containment measures so that they could cooperate better with the government and organizations in the battle against the virus, I think. And for that, I think that's the point where South Korean government has been doing well through the transparent communication with their people in the most important time of this emergency.
Right, so you're at a bit of a precarious important juncture there in South Korea. You've been doing well. Cases have been more or less on the decline, but it's not totally gone yet. So this important juncture where you're at now, but what's the main lesson for countries like South Korea, countries that have just started being able to control the pandemic?
Oh, yeah, so that was what I was talking. So for South Korea, we need to develop more sustainable quarantine measures because we cannot continue these strong measures forever. But for those countries who have just started to being able to control the pandemic, as I said, it's important to follow the government rules, keeping strong measures even though they think it's a bit expensive.